Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 54 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, we'll talk through my week in terms of goldmaking, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's happening with the game, both BFA and Classic, and then we'll have a discussion point. And this week, the discussion point is going to be about my overall impressions and thoughts on gold making in Classic so far. So that's going to be fun. But before that, we're going to talk about how my week has gone. Now, first things first, this week I was traveling from Friday to Sunday, which obviously cut into my gaming time because, well, I was out traveling. We're going to talk about BFA first, and it definitely impacted my BFA playtime the most, because in BFA I only logged in once, essentially. So I had 75,000 in sales, which is really, really low. Like, extremely low. I sold one BOE for 49,000, and just some other stuff. Some random assorted battle pets, essentially. Which is really low, and pretty bad, to be honest. But there were some good parts. The main thing was that I had time to do a fairly large battle pet shopping spree. So I spent a little over 500,000 gold restocking battle pets, including a lot of battle pets that I have not bought before and I don't have in my inventory at all. So that should hopefully increase my sales value, but I definitely need to run some shopping scans for BOEs as well. I think I did run a shopping scan, but I couldn't barely find any deals. So there's that. That there's really nothing more to it than that. It's going fine, but just Classic is too much more fun. So I just like to focus on that. So what have I been doing in Classic? Well, I've been keeping up with my material flipping, which is what I've been making most of my gold with. I've also, of course, been still crafting Thistle Tea, although the air is sort of coming out of the balloon on that one. The profit margin has gone down quite a bit lately, so we'll see. I also just added my first proper crafting market. I leveled Alchemy past level 150, which gives you access to several recipes that are profitable, at least on my realm. So I've started crafting them. I've gotten a couple of sales. Hopefully I'll be able to craft some more volume this week, because so far it's looking really nice. So that's, yeah, very good. In total this week, I managed to get 568 gold worth of sales, which is pretty amazing, I would say. And this was with me even being away over the weekend. And I still crushed last week, like almost the amount of sales in terms of gold, which is amazing. I also once again managed to increase my auction house value. It's about 340 gold right now, but that does not include some of the potions that I will be crafting and selling more of. So overall, that's just fantastic. My rogue is level 43 now, so coming along. Coming along, not fast, but coming along. So that's very nice. If you want to know more about like what items I've been selling well and what I haven't, you can check out my post from Sunday where I analyzed my sales using the accounting export. I go through all of the stuff that I've done so far in detail, at least up to what I had last week before I went away. So that's pretty cool. All right, that's my week. It's gone well, at least in Classic, considering I was away. BFA, not so much. But it is what it is. So let's talk a little bit about the game. So for BFA, 8.3 is now on the horizon, obviously. No release date yet, but it's on the PTR. I expect it'll draw players back. I'll be following the news. Probably doing, like... I won't be following it closely, but I'll be going in and just looking to see if there's any specific news that us gold makers care about. But yeah, it's of course going to be the last major patch, most likely, with the Unsoth raid and some other cool stuff. So I expect that we'll see a lot of players go back to BFA for a little while at least, and we'll see. So Classic. Darmol has now been out for a week. And that's they're getting geared. People are getting geared. Raids are pretty much as easy as expected, to be honest. At least my guildmates that are level 60 could easily pug Molten Core 2 hours, not a single wipe, and they're not particularly well geared. What's interesting is that the Dire Maul gold farms are not as lucrative as they were on private servers, and not as lucrative as people were expecting or fearing, maybe. So we are not seeing any sort of rampant inflation. And overall, I haven't seen a huge effect on prices, at least not on the items that I'm in. But there are, of course, we'll see. I'll be following along. And I keep adding items to my material flipping setup as I find new ideas and just get more gold that I can invest. So that's going to be pretty cool. The game is settling down nicely. I find that most markets are in a good equilibrium right now, but of course new faces, new additions will shake up the market, and you can still probably make gold from massive price spikes, and you can still lose gold from price reductions, but that's not something that I focus on, as I've talked about pretty much extensively. I just focus on methods that are reliable on a day-to-day basis. Alright, so let's talk a little bit about the discussion point this week, which is going to be my thoughts on gold making in Classic so far. So I'll just talk about my overall impressions, what I've been doing, what I've liked, and my thoughts on how it works and how the systems function together, sort of. We're now 15 years after the original launch of World of Warcraft Classic. And some of us, at least I have seen a lot of different iterations and variations of the economy and the profession system in World of Warcraft. Because I've been playing every expansion to at least some degree, and I've been active in the economic part, the trading part of the game, since Classic. No, not since Classic, but since the Burning Crusade, I would say. So the biggest thing, at least compared to the latest expansions in World of Warcraft that Classic does differently, is the just the huge number of craftable items and the huge number of materials. There are so many crafting materials, so many different ones. There are, of course, like the basic ores and the herbs, and then there are a lot of items that drop from mobs, like elemental earth, like essences, like various other stuff, which is very different from what we've seen in BFA and Legion, where it's been extremely streamlined and mostly based on 2 to 3 materials per professions, and maybe not even that. And I think this is pretty cool, to be honest. I like that there are, that recipes and professions use a very wide variety of items. I think, of course, there's a little bit of bias here, because I enjoy material flipping a lot, and with more materials, there's just way, way, way more opportunities to find underpriced materials to flip profitably. But I also think it gives a little extra to the crafting side. It makes it feel more real. And not just like a very gamey arcadey system when everything is very streamlined, like it's been in BFA and Legion, or not perhaps BFA, but at least it was very streamlined in Legion. Of course, I'm also a huge crafter, and the fact that there are so many materials involved in crafting definitely makes it harder to keep track of everything. It requires more time because you need to buy a lot of different materials. But I think that's still pretty cool, and it's definitely also going to increase the barrier, or at least the annoyance factor, of doing crafting a little bit. So I think it should lead to slightly higher profit margins. I've also always really enjoyed doing like the extremely heavy, huge crafting empire with tons of materials and just mailing them around between your alts. I did that in Mists of Pandaria, and I had a lot of fun with that. One of the most fun parts of my gold making career, actually. And Classic is essentially perfect for that kind of gold making playstyle. At least that's how it looks to me so far. With a lot of recipes looking profitable, at least if you cater to max level players or endgame style gameplay, which is where most people are right now. It feels at least like the majority of players are level 60 and focusing on level 60 content. So if you can help them get better at level 60 content, then you're going to sell a lot of items. The massive materials also makes the economy a little bit harder to control and certainly to understand, because there are a lot of materials to keep track of and a lot of materials to pay attention to. And you may see a price change to an item and not understand why unless you specifically look into it. But it's of course an advantage for people who can use TSM effectively. I've been having a blast. Now, let's talk about another part of gold making that I haven't entered into yet in Classic, and that's the high-end markets. So what I've been doing a lot of in BFA and Legion is, of course, BOE flipping. And this is going to be extremely different in Classic, I think, because in BFA and Legion, there was both Warforging and Titanforging and bonus stats and everything like that. Which means that it's very hard to price your BOEs because you don't know how the base auction house isn't going to show you the right comparables. And if there are only other item levels posted on the auction house, then how are you going to value yours unless you have TSM4 installed? It's going to be impossible. But in Classic, an item is an item. So every BOE of the same type is exactly the same. So as long as there are others posted on the auction house, you're going to very easily tell like what the price level is. So I think there are going to be way fewer good deals for BOEs. Of course, BOEs are still going to sell, but it's going to be much harder to find them cheaply than it is in BFA. So I feel that this market will not be as big as it is in BFA, and I don't think this is going to be the main way to make a lot of gold. There is another market that's more interesting, which is late game crafting, especially like pre-base piston slot recipes, stuff like Lionheart Helmet, and other recipes like that are really, really strong, that people are going to want to buy because they're going to use that item for a long time. I think these items that are going to be relevant and useful both for PvE and PvP, and especially that are going to be relevant for a long time, are going to be super profitable, and I think those are going to be an important part of super high-end gold making. I also haven't really looked too much into rare items, rare recipes, stuff like that you can profitably flip. I think that there are going to be high-end flipping markets in Classic, but I'm going to have to do a lot more research and theory crafting and testing before I find any of them. Obviously, I'm not even remotely close to any sort of amount of gold needed for that. But on the other side, there are so many materials that just material flipping, including highland materials, is going to give you a huge amount of gold. Like, you can sink so much gold into materials. I've just been doing very basic high volume materials, but there are tons of expensive materials that I can barely flip because I usually only have like 50 to 100 gold on my character after I get sales, and then I just buy, spend them all, restocking, and I'm back to zero. So that's how I've been doing. There's another thing that's interesting about Classic is barriers to entry. There are way more barriers to entry in Classic. This includes stuff like hard to get recipes that are locked behind reputation farms. You have the fact that for crafting flasks, you need to get to an alchemy lab, which is either found in Scholomance or in Blackwing Lair. So you're going to have to get help and fill up your inventory with the materials you need and go there and then just craft a bunch of flasks. Of course, it's not going to be trivial to keep a large amount of these items in stock or on the auction house, and I think the profit margins for some of these items that are very annoying to craft is definitely going to be higher than the 20% that I'm accustomed to and used to in sort of competitive crafting markets, where that's generally where you end up. So I think that there's going to be a lot of opportunity for these items, and especially for doing stuff like optimizing how you craft flasks and other items that are very annoying to craft. So how have I done though? Now I've talked a lot about some of my thoughts around the game on Classic, but how have I done? And what's worked? Well, what's worked is BFA Tactics has worked really well. My basic approach to material flipping hasn't changed since Legion. It works just as well in Classic as it's done in Retail. I literally just changed the stack sizes. Everything else is exactly the same. Crafting has also worked really well, with higher than 20% profit margins on a lot of stuff that I've crafted, and I haven't crafted a lot of stuff yet. So that is definitely pretty cool. And one other thing that I found is that leveling is super, super important. I've not been leveling fast enough, and it's really hampered my gold making. I can't generate enough raw gold when I play the game. And building capital is just really slow, and I don't have access to high-level recipes, and there's just a lot of stuff that's keeping you back. And of course, I just recently got my mount, which... it's going to help me move around much faster compared to at lower levels. So it's just super important to level. And I haven't leveled fast enough. But yeah, overall, I've had a blast, and I still have a blast with gold making in Classic. We'll see. Hopefully I can get truly saturated in the material flipping market soon, and I start seeing some real gains in my liquid gold. But my auction house value and my sales, weekly sales, are both trending upwards, which just means that everything is on the right trajectory. So it looks like we're going to make it. That is going to be it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed the show and you want more content, you can read all about gold making on thelazygoldmaker.com. If you really, really enjoyed it and you want to support this show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.